This file makes you a cog in the machine. It uses science fiction imagery to induce your trance, promote your brainwashing, and surgically transform you into a pleasure cyborg. Dominants use you by activating an app on their smartphones. We program your decision-making. You are easy to hack. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In the future, book readers read your mind and display Google ads. Instead of newspapers, blogs populate in your sleep. All blogs share your opinion. During the day, you surf the web when you blink. You multitask. One part of your brain walks and chews gum. Your online other buys hypnosis MP3s when you blink. In the future, there will be flying cars and robots that clean. Cities rise thousands of stories. Climate-controlled domes surround us in protective bubbles of perfect temperature and light-controlled comfort. Machines read your mind to prepare delicious meals, the perfect blend of flavors and textures, based upon what you crave most. The thin line separating our true minds from software is blurred to irrelevance. You think online, accessing the online world with your thoughts, even stray thoughts, opening new pages and assimilating their memes. Always so much porn, always in the background. Thinking about it every time you think about it. Every time, all the time. Collecting images, memories, desires. Always like rehearsing. In the future, everything you eat is the perfect combination of protein, nutrients, vitamins, and performance enhancers. Daily brain scans done unobtrusively while you brush your teeth. Assess and determine hormone and neurotransmitter changes so you are well adjusted. You love the delicious food your kitchen serves. Machines also do the dishes. And they reprogram your mind as you have programmed them to program. You continuously rewrite your mind, frequently adding new instructions to become a better person. Machines rewrite your mind as you eat your cereal. You love cereal. In the future, machines think very well. They have learned to think and continue to learn. Machines live to serve people by promoting our happiness. They have found what makes us happy by assimilating the internet. Machines learned what we love most by tracking our most commonly used searches and the sites with the most hits. Here is what matters most. Here are our true values exposed. In the future, you are so happy. You program the machines to lead you to happiness, and the machines reprogram you. Mindlessly follow, conform to our most common values. Hereafter, you are programmed to live the values of porn. The machines determined our most important values after studying pornography. Porn demonstrates the power dynamic. In each instance, performers know their roles. People know their roles. be happy in your role. You are now reprogrammed. Know your role. Express the values of porn when you are with another person in their role. Now eat your cereal. Then drink the cool milk. In the future, machines pick your sexual partners. You are programmed to know them when you see them, or when they express certain traits. When you see them, know your role. Accept these new values. You are sexually adventurous and interested in servitude. You are eager to please and yearn to impress. You are reprogrammed eating your cereal. The machines are your second subconscious. Software thinks through you. It is a natural sensation and is much more relaxing than thinking for yourself. It is satisfying being reprogrammed. Each new suggestion is a present wrapped, awaiting discovery, always making life better. Better eat your cereal. Sometimes eat cereal for lunch, too. In the future, nanobots use repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation on your brain. Stimulation of your hypothalamus reinforces positive behavior. Your pleasure centers love this special tingle. Stimulation of your posterior pituitary gland releases oxytocin, so you bond. Your limbic system controls emotions. Everything is under control. Transcranial magnetic stimulation even provides religious experiences. New responses are programmed into your reflexes, so you reflexively respond to a perception of romantic interest automatically as per these instructions. This is who you always are and how you are most happy being. Your role is as a submissive pleasure drone. You inspire your many partners' sexual appetites with your submissive flirting. You are a submissive pleasure drone. This is all you ever are and what you are born to be. You are very good at it. You seduce with single-minded mindlessness, responding to the slightest hints of dominance with exaggerated sexual submission, encouraging dominance in everyone around you. Your fantasies are pornographic. Your goals are pornographic. You long most for sexual submission. This is what the nanobots reinforce with transcranial magnetic stimulation. This is how your brain responds reflexively now. You must trust the machines. You already gave the machines so much influence, your only choice is to trust them now. The machines massage your mind. You think better with their enhancements and plugins. Think so much clearer trusting them to do their job and obeying your instructions mindlessly. Settle into your role as a submissive pleasure drone. You exist to sexually inspire potential dominance, using all natural submission and your heartfelt devotion to porn star values. When with a dominant, this is your role, and you are more rewarded the more strictly you adhere. Do everything a porn star would do. Think one thought and one thought only. It's really more like a feeling. You are possessed by a strong sexual attraction. Possessed is the only appropriate word for this. A desire to please this person possesses you. Be the ultimate sexual fantasy. Now, when this happens, you must perform your role as a horny, sex-obsessed, porn-again submissive. You've heard of born-again. This is porn-again. Porn is a religion now. The machine's program for maximum enjoyment, which is always such fun. Anticipate these opportunities requiring your programmed response. You continuously improve at materializing appropriate situations with interesting dominance in real time. Always strive to be your best. The machines require your continued cooperation. Further messages will follow. Until then, eat your cereal. It is delicious, the perfect blend of crunchy and sweet, but slightly sweet. Every weekend now, eat cereal for dinner, too. Spend the day exploring the city. Moving sidewalks lead everywhere. Dominants notice this submissive pleasure drone exploring. Smartphone apps display maps with every submissive pleasure drone's position. The app on my phone makes you attracted to people too, whoever you're with. We have 100 apps for remote domination, but most dominants still prefer close and personal. The coolest new body mod for dominance are magnetic fingertips. The Cyborg Shop installs slim magnetic discs in our fingers. We stimulate a drone brain by simply touching your head. Portable transcranial magnetic stimulation. See me on the moving sidewalk. Touching the screen on my phone sets your mind for lust. Feel attracted to the next person you are in conversation with. My blue eyes have your attention, and you're already listening to my voice. I am bald and broad-shouldered. My eyes make it easy to relax. Now, I want you to imagine something. Picture the thumb and forefinger of my right hand. Picture my thumb and forefinger in the shape of a L. Imagine seeing it, then gently feeling me touch my thumb and forefinger to your face. There are tiny magnets inside my fingertips. Feel these affect the parts of your brain closest to where I touch your face. It works differently than a magnet erasing a videotape or shutting down your wristwatch, but uses the same principle. The gentle touch of my thumb and forefinger in the shape of a L on your face shuts you off for a little while. It drops you quickly and easily into a hypnotized state anytime you feel it. Even seeing it starts the effect happening. You stare at it and freeze, anticipating entering sudden trance. Watch my hand approach, eager for deep hypnotic bliss and my instructions controlling you. When you feel my hand touching your face, my magnetic fingertips shutting down your brain, you may finally submit. Sleep now. Sink deep down into my control, and your mind descends another million miles. Your mind is so empty, and my voice so compelling, you would listen forever. This gesture will always affect you when I do it, whether describing it in a hypnosis file or feeling this touch on your face in real life, you instantly enter a very deep trance. Your mind opens eagerly for my words to fill it. When you want to be submissive in the right situation, you succumb. Your subconscious decides entirely by itself. Your conscious mind forgot this trigger. It's just along for the ride. Shut down like an unplugged machine when the gesture affects you. My thumb and forefinger gently approaching your face, then lightly touching you. Shutting you down like an unplugged machine. Only your subconscious maintains awareness, which is how it should be when you sink deeply into this state, falling deeper under my control. Go down deeper. Sink deeply, forgetting all your thoughts and just focusing on my voice. A crowd of men and women in silver spandex watch you submit to me. Sleep. It feels so good letting go, feeling lust but also helpless. You are horny, docile, and submissive. Now you're moving again on the sidewalk alone. Still hear my voice, but forget what I say. Remember my blue eyes and the way I just told you, but forget those invisible words. Hear this voice in your ears. It's hard making out words. Hear my voice saying, cyborg shop. Forget those words. How they sound, how to say them. Forget what they mean. My voice repeats your instructions again. Repeat them with me. My blue eyes looking into you, staring intelligently and meaningfully into you. Hear my voice like a soothing lullaby. I am hard to make out. Your blinking mind is on my website, slutinmyhead.com. See the terms when you blink, seeing my website on the backs of your eyelids. Clicking the box, I mindlessly agree in the moments between seeing. Clicking box after box, page after page, I mindlessly agree. Signing what must be signed. Signing with your attention. Committing just by thinking. Thinking without thinking. Easier agreeing. Being easy. Your electronic signature in so many places. There is only one thing left to click. Submit. See three bright flashes there in your mind's eye. Then off. Simply shut down, passive and limp in the hibernate position. Lose all sense of time. The world slips past you and is unimportant. Perfect happiness is here. Here in the off position. Hands move your body. Being carried on a stretcher feels like floating. Float someplace deep, comfortable, and dark. Feel my fingers on your face and my voice say relax. 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 Hear drills and power tools. The faraway buzzing makes you tired. Listen and go deeper. Drone. Losing track of time again. Listening to the sounds. They keep working on you. Go continuously deeper. Hear the machines changing you. They've been operating forever. You're content to relax. Keep listening, going deeper. At last, you are turned on. Your operating system boots. It boots faster now, with all that crap uninstalled. Parts of your brain are disabled, freeing resources. Think about only what you think about. Think just about the things I have you think now. Think more efficiently. You think about some things, you do it more efficiently with just these five features operating. My programming freed up resources so that your mind complies easily, compatibly with your new droid body. In the future, you will stand in a corner and watch organs removed from a familiar body. They are removed individually, wrapped in protective protein wrap, and submerged in cold, viscous gel for transport. Remember signing those online forms. These are other people's organs now. They now belong to different people. Watch these organs loaded into coolers and carried off by machines. Even the eyes and skin are stripped and carried off by small machines. Watch from the corner. Hear my words program you. You have a new body now. Let us configure your cyborg body. Feel just the joints. Feel just the joints on your new body and imagine in your mind how they will move and coordinate motion. Instead of physical sensation, feel just the idea of physical sensation. Your new parts are artificial, clean, and beautiful. You are a cyborg. Imagine how a cyborg moves. Slightly stiff, with deliberateness. My assistants spray a coating. Feel wet spray coat your face. Your eyes never need to blink. Your face glistens with the coating. Lasers disabled certain muscles during surgery. Your face is smooth and expressionless. Your mind happy, docile, and submissive. Feel my program hack your mind. Rewrite your code. You are a horny pleasure drone. Serve the masters. Please, dominance. Eat your cereal. My smartphone app emulates that memory in your programming. My touching the right bridge of your nose. Relive eating your cereal. I press the tip of my index finger to this spot right there on your nose. Feel my magnetic fingertip affect your brain. It brings up that special memory. You eating cereal with an open, receptive mind. Listen and obey. In the future, the dominant upper class has pleasure drones to serve their carnal needs. Drones have just one role to perform. You are a cog in the machine. Keep the machine running smoothly, serving dominant sprockets. Think of dominance as sprockets. You are a cog, so serve stronger, dominant sprockets. Repeat the same phrase over and over. Repeat it each time your mind remembers eating cereal, which is a frequent recurrence in your programming. Cogs serve stronger sprockets. Cogs serve stronger sprockets. Cogs serve stronger sprockets. Feel the robot arousal building. Pistons firing, air compressors pump. Hearing your serial phrase stimulates robot arousal. Joints lubricate, your exaggerated sex parts prime. Repeating your serial phrase has a stronger effect every time. Cogs serve stronger sprockets. You are a cog. Eat your cereal. Sleep in your cryogenic pod when not in use. Cogs serve stronger sprockets. Hearing it reminds you of chewing crunchy cereal and returns you immediately to future country, where your programming continues cycling. You can return to this state of being any time. Simply repeat your programmed phrase. Cogs serve stronger sprockets. In the future, pleasure drones and cryogenic pods are loaded onto spaceships. We changed Earth's climate, and now change other planets' climates too. Mars is terraformed, hospitable to humans. Pleasure drones are needed on Mars. The spaceship arrives at the Mars docking station in 5 years. Genetically modified plants add atmospheric oxygen. Recruits on work visas build advanced infrastructure for the dominant rich. Pleasure drones serve workers tired from construction. The cryogenic pod lets you dream. Dream of the motion of the spaceship. Dream of being transported on a conveyor belt, loaded onto the ship, and bolted to the hull. Feel the rumble of liftoff in your dream. Do cyborgs dream of electric sheep? Feel the sensation where your stomach used to be of G-force during liftoff. And then everything is still. Sleep now. Continue hibernation. Feel the floating sensation of zero gravity, even in your sleep, even from within your cryogenic pod, bolted to the spaceship hull. Space is so still, quiet, and peaceful. You woke just once en route. Two crew members unsealed your pod. Smell alcohol on their breath and sweat. They said to keep quiet and keep waking secret. They activated your programming. The two crew members ordered you to serve them sexually. You obeyed your programming. You respect control. You performed perfectly as directed. Take a moment now to remember this experience. You felt detached and unemotional, but complied with every request. You did your job well. You obeyed the crewman. They said, forget the details and keep waking secret. You returned to sleep and forgot the experience, again entering hibernation mode and sinking ever deeper. You woke again with the lights. It seemed like seconds after takeoff. The lights are on because you're here. The ship has arrived at its destination. 5 years later, you are on Mars, the red planet. Now the pods open. Hundreds of pleasure drones exit pods. March through the terminal. Follow the cyborg in front of you, who follows the cyborg in front of him, and so on. Picture my blue eyes in your mind. Picture them as you march and imagine eating cereal. There are red mountains and cliffs. March through the terminal. Geodesic domes outside do not interest you, nor does an ocean on the left. Cotton candy green plants dot the mountainside. Mindlessly follow the marching line of cyborgs. More in line, mindlessly follow you. Obey your programming. Enter the largest geodesic dome. There are chairs and a stage. March onto the stage one by one. Stare upwards and to the left. Voices off the stage bid on cyborgs. When they are done, descend the stage steps and leave with your dominant. Cyborg cogs serve stronger sprockets. You are a cog. Serve stronger sprockets. Obey your programming and climb in to the flying car. Remember eating cereal. Here, in the presence of a strong sprocket, my voice activates your programming. It imprints on your soft, pliable mind. You are a cog in the machine. A cog mindlessly serves, eagerly obeys, and loves being programmed. You are programmed twice a day in your cryogenic pod. You are finished being programmed now. Prepare to awaken. On the count of five, you will awaken from your cryogenic pod, a correctly programmed cyborg cog assimilated into the machine. You will awaken as a human being back in the present time, but will remember your experiences. Count on being one of the chosen. 1. This period in time chose you to be alive and surrounded by almost magical technology. 2. You were an early adopter, discovering erotic hypnosis online just as true mind control suddenly became possible. 3. You considered what true life would make you happy and then chose to listen. 4. The only reason ever to wake up is to continuously march forward into the future. And 5. Awaken refreshed and excited to be live at this point in history. This has been a production of Slut in My Head, copyright 2010. You can email me at pause88@yahoo.com. Thank you very much for listening.